from Black Club Chicago, Stephanie Lule, joins us. Stephanie, good morning. Let's talk first about the crime problem in Logan Square and the meeting neighbors had with the police the other night. What came out of that?
Yes, good morning, Bob. Last week, we talked about the string of sexual assaults that have happened in Logan Square. Well, this week, the Logan Square community really came together in full force to show support and demand accountability for several women who have been sexually assaulted by a stranger in recent months. Hundreds of people showed up for a regularly scheduled police beat meeting in the Shakespeare Police District Tuesday night for a meeting at the Church of God. So much so that the building was actually at capacity, and a bunch of neighbors ended up sitting outside on the street to listen to the meeting on live stream. The survivors shared their harrowing stories with police and neighbors, you know, saying that they just want their collective nightmare to end.
250 people packed in at that meeting. So do we hear that they're going to be meeting again? What's the next step? Has anybody said?
Yeah, listen, there's also been, you know, the police held a roll call last week near the Logan Square Monument with the same detectives and police officers that are looking into this. And, you know, the victims just say they're going to keep the pressure on until, you know, somebody is charged.
Let's talk about what's going on the southwest side. Now, a person was detained by immigration officials. Fill us in on this.
Yeah, that's right. Administrators at a Chicago charter school on the southwest side, this happened at Soto High School and Idar Elementary. They're both Estero charter schools in Gage Park. In a letter to families, the administration told parents someone who was dropping off their students was detained by ICE and ATF agents, and the school officials escorted the students into the building away from the scene. This is a school that is 98% Hispanic. Tensions are on high alert in the community. And I think it's important to note here that ICE or ATF officials have not confirmed the action, although at Black Club, ICE isn't answering any of our inquiries since President Trump has been inaugurated, so it's really hard to confirm information like this with federal officials right now.
Yes, absolutely. This is an interesting story out of Belmont Cragen. Do you call this a counterculture auction that they're doing?
Yeah, I think so. If you're into, like, you know, 90s punk, you're going to want to check out this auction. Belmont Cragen-based Potter & Potter Auctions, they are selling parts of punk history, including Kurt Cobain's hair, relics from the CBGB Club, and so many more, you know, kind of unique items from this era. They're all going to be sold at a March 6th auction.
And that's going to be at 5001 West Belmont. I like the name of it, Punks, Monsters, Smut, and Madmen, a countercultural cross-section, March the 6th. And, of course, we have to talk about Punchkies. It's that time of year again. I know you have a big list at blockclubchicago.org. And do you have any favorites on that list,
yes,
Stephanie?
Bob, I'm really proud of your pronunciation. That was spot on. Yeah, Fat Tuesday is March 4th. Black Club has a list of the top spots around our city where you'll find the delicious Polish pastry, pronounced Pączki. On the far north side, delightful pastries at 5927 West Lawrence Avenue. Great spot to hit up. On the west side, Roaster's Bakery. Rosser's Bakery, sorry, 3216 West North Avenue. And if you're a Southsider like me, I want to give a special shout-out to my neighborhood bakery, Wolf's in Evergreen Park, which has been a staple of our community since 1939.
And also I see, although it's not technically a spot where Chicagoans can go pick up their Pączki, you have the Tuesday special on your list there at the Violet Hour, available while supplies last.
Right.
The Polly Pączki, an $18 cocktail featuring a blend of cognac, strawberry liqueur, and other delightful ingredients, garnished with a mini Pączki for a sweet buttery finish. I also saw something about how maybe the price of eggs is going to drive some of these Pączkis up a little bit this year.
Yes, I think we should expect that. And all of that to say, you know, I will still be in line for my Ponchki.
Yes, and just to announce and clarify, over the years I have been corrected enough times, yeah, so that I say it properly now. More at blockclubchicago.org, including the list of where to get Ponchki in Chicago for Fat Tuesday. Thank you, Stephanie. You have a good one.
Hey, have a great one, Bob.